Jewish lawmaker denounces bill banning critical race theory. I cannot accept a neutral, judgment-free approach. News by Late Shia Beecham. A state with one of the largest percentages of white residents may ban critical race theory in classrooms, an effort that doesn't sit well with a Jewish lawmaker who wants people to remember traditionally disenfranchised communities. Wyoming State Representative Andy Schwartz, Democrat, stood before his colleagues on Thursday to share his concerns about moving forward with the HB 97 bill, which would have banned the teaching and training of critical race theory. After reviewing the bill, Schwartz found unacceptable provisions, such as one that allowed controversial aspects of history to only be taught from a holistic point of view, a complete, neutral, and unbiased perspective of the subject matter or prism. But how is that possible? He asked his fellow lawmakers, adding that it would be difficult for Native and Black Americans to accept. I am Jewish, and I cannot accept a neutral, judgment-free approach on the murder of 6 million Jews during World War II. Schwartz also pointed to a line in the bill that said no one should feel discomfort or distress when learning about difficult moments in history. In learning about the Holocaust, I have suffered a lifetime of discomfort and distress, he said. It is essential that as students learn about this dark time in our history, they do feel discomfort and distress. He insisted that the House vote no on the bill. Many of his Republican colleagues did. The bill failed to pass an initial round. However, a bill that outlines limits for teaching critical race theory has advanced within the Senate. Wyoming is joining many conservative-led states that are targeting critical race theory through the legal system, introducing legislation to ban the academic concept teaching that many U.S. institutions are embedded with racism and racist thought, leading to disparate outcomes for many non-white Americans. Many conservative leaders take this to mean blaming white people and making young white boys and girls self-conscious about their whiteness, because they don't fundamentally understand the academic notion. 9 states have passed laws against critical race theory, with more than a dozen others considering similar legislation, according to the Brookings Institution, a liberal-leaning policy think tank. More than a dozen states have directives or laws about how race can be taught in schools, with some adding complaint systems. The guidelines have left many educators worried about violating rules they often don't fully understand, the Washington Post previously reported. Back in Wyoming, Schwartz said critical race theory isn't an issue in his state or any others because it is not a subject being taught in any K-12 system, he told the Post. It was important to speak against and defeat the bill because history instruction should not be restricted by legislatures for political purposes, but taught in a fashion without limitations that provides important lessons for students, he said. Representative Chuck Gray, Republican, who wrote the House measure, told the Post that it was disappointing to see his bill fail because critical race theory is a belief system totally inconsistent with our Wyoming values. Gray also said that Schwartz's summaries of the bill were inaccurate. His bill would have prohibited public schools from teaching that a person's race or ethnicity makes them inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. It also would ban teaching that the United States is fundamentally or systemically racist or sexist. Any aggrieved person would have been able to bring a complaint against a potential violation, the bill says, and teachers, administrators, or districts who violated the order could have been fined up to $5,000. That bill would also have required a state agency to submit a compliance report to the governor and the legislature every year. The Senate bill, sponsored by Senator Troy McKeown, Republican, would mandate the study of and devotion to American institution and ideals at all public schools and colleges. McKeown didn't respond to a request for comment. American institution and ideals shall not include divisive tenets often described as critical race theory or a social philosophy of critical theory that inflames divisions on the basis of sex, race, ethnicity, religion, color, national origin, or other criteria in ways contrary to the unity of the nation and the well-being of the state of Wyoming and its residents, the Senate bill says. That mandatory study may begin as early as kindergarten. Republican Senator Lynn Hutchings, who represents Cheyenne, said the limits of the bill were necessary because some educators want to go beyond their scope, according to Wyoming Public Media. It's divisive and, for me, it's scary. Because what it does in essence is it turns the tables. It allows people of color to discriminate against whites, and that to me is evil, Hutchings said, according to the news station. McKeown's bill could clear the Senate this week. Wyoming consistently ranks among the states with the largest percentage of white Americans. Nearly 93% of its residents identify as white, while people of other races or those who are two more races are barely 7% of the population, according to the latest census data. Schwartz's statements before the legislative body have been credited with changing the votes of his many conservative-leaning colleagues, but those who spoke with the Post shared more nuanced and practical reasons for not voting for the bill. Representative Jamie Flitner, Republican, told the Post that she trusts parents and educators to handle curriculum issues at the local level. "I never want to criminalize educators, nor do I agree with mandates or bans," she said. Representative Schwartz's words were remarkable. "I was privileged to be present. I wouldn't say what he said contributed to how I voted on the bill, but they certainly were worth hearing and contributed much to the debate." Representative Dan Zwantizer, Republican, shared similar sentiments, saying that as a former government and history major at Georgetown University who now teaches political science as an adjunct, he strongly objects to a legislative body dictating curriculum based on ideology. "The Wyoming Constitution prohibits the legislature selecting curriculum. I believe this falls under that constitutional prohibition," he said, and added that, to his knowledge, critical race theory hasn't been an issue anywhere in Wyoming until the past year. For Representative Robert Worf, Republican, listening to the teachers and former teachers in his district influenced his no vote. Goshen County Republican Shelley Duncan told the Post that bills introduced in budget season should be related to the budget or have some necessary emergency. "Bills such as the one introduced by Gray should be studied during the interim instead of in a budget session." Duncan said she understands that critical race theory is a graduate-level course taught in some universities and that there have been zero attempts to utilize or teach any of this at a primary or secondary level within Wyoming, she said. Representative Schwartz gave very compelling testimony, and the issue of history is uncomfortable and many times ugly.